Appendix. House Baratheon. The youngest of the great houses, born during the Wars of Conquest. Its founder, Oris Baratheon, was rumored to be Aegon the Dragon's bastard brother. Oris rose through the ranks to become one of Aegon's fiercest commanders. When he defeated and slew Argilac the Arrogant, the last Storm King, Aegon rewarded him with Argilac's castle, lands, and daughter. Oris took the girl to bride and adopted the banner, honors, and words of her line. The Baratheon sigil is a crowned stag, black on a golden field. Their words are, "Ours is the fury." King Robert Baratheon, the first of his name. His wife, Queen Cersei of House Lannister. Their children, Prince Joffrey, heir to the Iron Throne, 12. Princess Myrcella, a girl of 8. Prince Tommen, a boy of 7. His brothers, Stannis Baratheon, Lord of Dragonstone. His wife, Lady Selyse of House Florent. Their daughter, Shireen, a girl of 9. Renly Baratheon, Lord of Storm's End. His small council, Grandmaster Facel. Lord Peter Baelish, called Littlefinger, Master of Coin. Lord Stannis Baratheon, Master of Ships. Lord Renly Baratheon, Master of Laws. Sir Barristan Selmy, Lord Commander of the Kingsguard. Varys, a eunuch, called the Spider, Master of Whisperers. His court and retainers. Sir Ilan Payne, the King's Justice, a headsman. Sandor Clegane, called the Hound, sworn shield to Prince Joffrey. Janos Slint, a commoner, commander of the city watch of King's Landing. Jalabar Sho, an exile prince from the Summer Isles. Moonboy, a jester and fool. Lancel and Tyrek Lannister, squires to the king, the queen's cousins. Sir Arryn Santagar, master-at-arms. His Kingsguard, Sir Barristan Selmy, Lord Commander, Sir Jaime Lannister, called the Kingslayer, Sir Boris Blount, Sir Merrin Trant, Sir Aris Oakhart, Sir Preston Greenfield, Sir Mandan Moore. The principal houses sworn to Storm's End are Selmy, Wild, Trant, Penrose, Arrow, Estermont, Tarth, Swan, Dondarrion, Charon. The principal houses sworn to Dragonstone are Celtigar, Valerion, Seaworth, Bar Emon, and Sunglass. House Stark. The Starks trace their descent from Brandon the Builder and the ancient Kings of Winter. For thousands of years, they ruled from Winterfell as kings in the north, until Torrhen Stark, the king who knelt, chose to swear fealty to Aegon the Dragon, rather than give battle. Their blazon is a gray direwolf on an ice-white field. The Stark words are, "Winter is coming." Eddard Stark, Lord of Winterfell, Warden of the North. His wife, Lady Caitlin, of House Tully. Their children, Rob, the heir to Winterfell, 14 years of age. Sansa, the eldest daughter, 11. Arya, the younger daughter, a girl of 9. Brandon, called Bran, 7. Rickon, a boy of 3. His bastard son, Jon Snow, a boy of 14. His ward, Theon Greyjoy, heir to the Iron Islands. His siblings, Brandon, his elder brother, murdered by the command of Aerys II Targaryen. Lyanna, his younger sister, died in the Mountains of Dorne. Benjen, his younger brother, a man of the Night's Watch. His household. Maester Lewin, counselor, healer, and tutor. Vaon Poole, Steward of Winterfell. Jane, his daughter, Sansa's closest friend. Jory Castle, Captain of the Guard. Alice Mullen, Desmond, Jax, Porther, Quint, Allen, Tomard, Varley, Heward, Kane, Will, Guardsman. Sir Roderick Castle, Master-at-Arms, Jory's uncle. Beth, his young daughter. Septa Mordain, tutor to Lord Eddard's daughters. Septon Chael, keeper of the castle sept and library. Hullen, master of horse. His son Harwin, a guardsman. Joseph, a stableman and horse trainer. Farlin, kennelmaster. Old Nan, storyteller, once a wet nurse. Hodor, her great-grandson, a simple-minded stable boy. Gage, the cook. Mickin, smith and armorer. His principal lord's bannerman. Sir Helman Tallheart. Rickard Carstark, lord of Carhold. Roose Dalton, lord of the Dreadfort. John Umber, called the Great John. Galbart and Robert Glover. Wyman Manderley, lord of Whiteharbor. Meg Mormont, the lady of Bear Island. The principal houses sworn to Winterfell are Carstark, Umber, Flint, Mormont, Hornwood, Serwyn, Reed, Manderley, Glover, Tallheart, Bolton. House Lannister. Fair-haired, tall, and handsome, the Lannisters are the blood of Andal adventurers who carved out a mighty kingdom in the western hills and valleys. Through the female line, they boast of descent from Lan the Clever, the legendary trickster of the Age of Heroes. The gold of Casterly Rock and the Golden Tooth has made them the wealthiest of the great houses. Their sigil is a golden lion upon a crimson field. The Lannister words are, "Hear me roar." Tywin Lannister, Lord of Casterly Rock, Warden of the West, Shield of Lannisport. His wife, Lady Joanna, a cousin died in childbed. Their children, Sir Jaime, called the Kingslayer, heir to Casterly Rock, a twin to Cersei. Queen Cersei, wife of King Robert I Baratheon, a twin to Jaime. Tyrion, called the Imp, a dwarf. His siblings, Sir Kevin, his eldest brother, his wife Dorna of House Swift, their eldest son, Lancerel, squire to the king, their twin sons, Willem and Martin, their infant daughter, Jenai. Jenna, his sister, wed to Sir Emmon Frey, their son, Sir Cleos Frey, their son, Tion Frey, a squire. Sir Tygett, his second brother, died of a pox. His widow, Darlessa, of House Marbrand. Their son, Tyrek, squire to the king. Geryon, his youngest brother, lost at sea. His bastard daughter, Joy, a girl of 10. Their cousin, Sir Stafford Lannister, brother to the late Lady Joanna. His daughters, Serena and Myrielle. His son, Sir Davin Lannister. His counselor, Maester Craelin. His chief knights and lords bannermen, Lord Leo Leopard, Sir Adam Marbrand, Sir Gregor Clegane, the mountain that rides, Sir Harris Swift, father by marriage to Sir Kevin, Lord Andros Brax, Sir Forley Prester, Sir Amory Lorch, Vargo Hoet, of the Free City of Cohor, a sellsword. Principal houses sworn to Casterly Rock are Payne, Swift, Marbrand, Lydon, Bainfort, Lefford, Craighall, Serret, Broom, Clegane, Prester, and Westerling. House Arryn. The Arryns are descended from the kings of Mountain and Vale, one of the oldest and purest lines of Andal nobility. Their sigil is the moon and falcon, white, upon a sky-blue field. The RN words are, as high as honor. John Arryn, Lord of the Eyrie, Defender of the Vale, Warden of the East, and of the King, recently deceased. His first wife, Lady Jane of House Royce, died in childbed, her daughter stillborn. His second wife, Lady Rowena of House Arryn, his cousin, died of a winter chill, childless. His third wife and widow, Lady Lisa of House Tully, their son, Robert Arryn, a sickly boy of 6 years, now Lord of the Eyrie and Defender of the Vale. Their retainers in household, Maester Colman, counselor, healer, and tutor. Sir Vardis Egan, captain of the guard. Sir Brendan Tully, called the Blackfish, knight of the gate and uncle to the Lady Lisa. Lord Nestor Royce, High Steward of the Vale. Sir Albar Royce, his son, Maya Stone, a bastard girl in his service. Lord Eon Hunter, suitor to Lady Lisa. Sir Lynn Corbray, suitor to Lady Lisa. Michael Redford, his squire. Lady Anya Wainwood, a widow. Sir Morton Wainwood, her son, suitor to Lady Lisa. Sir Donald Wainwood, her son. Maud, a brutal jailer. The principal houses sworn to the Eyrie are Royce, Baelish, Egan, Wainwood, Hunter, Redford, Corbray, Belmore, Malcolm, and Hersey. House Tully. The Tullys never reigned as kings, though they held rich lands and the great castle at River Run for 1,000 years. During the wars of conquest, the riverlands belonged to Harren the Black, King of the Isles. Harren's grandfather, King Harwin Hardhand, had taken the trident from Arik the Storm King, whose ancestors had conquered all the way to the Neck 300 years earlier, slaying the last of the old river kings. A vain and bloody tyrant, Harren the Black was little loved by those he ruled, and many of the river lords deserted him to join Aegon's host. First among them was Edmund Tully of Riverrun. When Harren and his line perished in the burning of Harren Hall, Aegon rewarded House Tully by raising Lord Edmund to dominion over the lands of the Trident and requiring the other river lords to swear him fealty. The Tully sigil is a leaping trout, silver, on a field of rippling blue and red. The Tully words are family, duty, honor. Hoster Tully, Lord of Riverrun. His wife, Lady Manisa of House Went, died in childbed. Their children, Caitlin, the eldest daughter, wed to Lord Eddard Stark. Lisa, the younger daughter, wed to Lord John Arryn. Sir Edmure, heir to Riverrun. His brother, Sir Brendan, called the Blackfish. His household, Maester Vyman, counselor, healer, and tutor. Sir Desmond Grell, master at arms. Sir Robin Ryger, captain of the guard. Uthérides Wayne, steward of River Run. His knights and lords bannermen, Jason Malister, lord of Seagard. Patrick Malister, his son and heir. Walder Frey, lord of the crossing. His numerous sons, grandsons, and bastards. Jonas Bracken, lord of the Stonehedge. Titos Blackwood, lord of Raventree. Sir Raymond Darry, Sir Carol Vance, Sir Mark Piper, Shella Went, Lady of Harrenhal, Sir Willis Wode, a knight in her service. Lesser houses sworn to River Run include Darry, Frey, Malister, Bracken, Blackwood, Went, Ryger, Piper, Vance. House Tyrell. The Tyrells rose to power as stewards to the kings of the Reach, whose domain included the fertile plains of the southwest from the Dornish Marches and Blackwater Rush to the shores of the Sunset Sea. Through the female line, they claimed descent from Garth Greenhand, gardener king of the First Men, who wore a crown of vines and flowers and made the land bloom. When King Mern, last of the old line, perished on the field of fire, his steward, Harlan Tyrell, surrendered Highgarden to Aegon Targaryen, pledging fealty. Aegon granted him the castle and dominion over the Reach. The Tyrell sigil is a golden rose on a grass-green field. Their words are growing strong. Mace Tyrell, Lord of High Garden, Warden of the South, Defender of the Marches, High Marshal of the Reach. His wife, Lady Allery, of House Hightower of Old Town. Their children, Willis, their eldest son, heir to Highgarden, Sir Garlin, called the Gallant, their second son, Sir Loras, the Knight of Flowers, their youngest son, Margery, their daughter, a maid of 14 years. His widowed mother, Lady Olenna of House Redwine, called the Queen of Thorns. His sisters, Minna, wed to Lord Paxter Redwine, Janna, wed to Sir John Fossaway. His uncles, Garth, called the Gross, Lord Seneschal of Highgarden. His bastard sons, Garth and Garrett Flowers. Sir Morin, Lord Commander of the City Watch of Old Town, Maester Gorman, a scholar of the Citadel. His household, Maester Lomas, counselor, healer, and tutor. Igon Veerwell, captain of the guard. Sir Vortimer Crane, master-at-arms. His knights and Lord Benjamin, Paxter Redwine, lord of the Arbor. His wife, Lady Minna, of House Tyrell. Their children, Sir Horace, mocked as Horror, twin to Hobber. Sir Hobber, mocked as Slobber, twin to Horace. Desmera, a maid of 15. Randall Tarley, Lord of Hornhill. Samuel, his eldest son, of the Night's Watch. Dickon, his younger son, heir to Hornhill. Arwen Oakhart, Lady of Old Oak. Mathis Rowan, Lord of Golden Grove. Leighton Hightower, Voice of Old Town, Lord of the Port. Sir John Fossaway. Principal houses sworn to Highgarden are Verwell, Florent, Oakhart, Hightower, Crane, Tarley, Redwine, Rowan, Fossaway, and Mullendore. House Greyjoy. The Greyjoys of Pike claim descent from the Grey King of the Age of Heroes. Legend says the Grey King ruled not only the Western Isles, but the sea itself, and took a mermaid to wife. For thousands of years, raiders from the Iron Islands, called Iron Men, by those they plundered, were the terrors of the seas, sailing as far as the Port of Ibbin and the Summer Isles. They prided themselves on their fierceness in battle and their sacred freedoms. Each island had its own Salt King and Rock King. The High King of the Isles was chosen from among their number, until King Uron made the throne hereditary by murdering the other kings when they assembled for a choosing. Uron's own line was extinguished 1,000 years later, when the Andals swept over the islands. The Greyjoys, like other island lords, intermarried with the conquerors. The Iron Kings extended their rule far beyond the isles themselves, carving kingdoms out of the mainland with fire and sword. King Corrid could truthfully boast that his writ ran, "Wherever men can smell salt water or hear the crash of waves." In later centuries, Corrid's descendants lost the Arbor, Old Town, Bear Island, and much of the western shore. Still, come the wars of conquest, King Harren the Black ruled all the lands between the mountains, from the Neck to the Blackwater Rush. When Harren and his sons perished in the fall of Harrenhal, Aegon Targaryen granted the riverlands to House Tully, and allowed the surviving lords of the Iron Islands to revive their ancient custom and chose who should have the primacy among them. They chose Lord Viconn Greyjoy of Pike. The Greyjoy sigil is a golden crocken upon a black field. Their words are, "We do not so." Balon Greyjoy, Lord of the Iron Islands, King of Salt and Rock. Son of the Sea Wind, Lord Reaper of Pike. His wife, Lady Alanis of House Harlaw. Their children, Roderick, their eldest son, slain at Seaguard during Greyjoy's rebellion. Maron, their second son, slain on the walls of Pike during Greyjoy's rebellion. Asha, their daughter, captain of the Black Wind. Theon, their sole surviving son, heir to Pyke, a ward of Lord Eddard Stark. His brothers. Euron, called Crowseye, captain of the Silence, an outlaw, pirate, and raider. Victarion, lord captain of the Iron Fleet. Aeron, called Damphair, a priest of the drowned god. Lesser houses sworn to Pyke include Harlaw, Stonehouse, Merlin, Sunderley, Botley, Tawny, Winch, Goodbrother. House Martell. Nymeria, the warrior queen of the Rhoyne, brought her 10,000 ships to land in Dorne, the southernmost of the Seven Kingdoms, and took Lord Mors Martell to husband. With her help, he vanquished his rivals to rule all Dorne. The Rhoynar influence remains strong. Thus, Dornish rulers styled themselves prince rather than king. Under Dornish law, lands and titles passed to the eldest child, not the eldest male. Dorne, alone of the Seven Kingdoms, was never conquered by Aegon the Dragon. It was not permanently joined to the realm until 200 years later, and then by marriage and treaty, not the sword. Peaceable King Daeron II succeeded where the warriors had failed by wedding the Dornish princess Moriah and giving his own sister in marriage to the reigning prince of Dorne. The Martell banner is a red sun pierced by a golden spear. Their words are unbowed, unbent, unbroken. Doran Nymeros Martell, lord of Sunspear, prince of Dorne. His wife, Melario, of the free city of Norvos. Their children, Princess Arianne, their eldest daughter, heir to Sunspear. Prince Quentin, their elder son. Prince Tristain, their younger son. His siblings. His sister, Princess Elia, wed to Prince Rhaegar Targaryen, slain during the sack of King's Landing. Their children, Princess Rhaenys, a young girl, slain during the sack of King's Landing. Prince Aegon, a babe, slain during the sack of King's Landing. His brother, Prince Oberyn, the Red Viper. His household, Arya Hota, on a Voshi sellsword, captain of guards. Maester Calliote, counselor, healer, and tutor. His knights and Lord Bannerman. Edric Dane, lord of Starfall. The principal houses sworn to Sunspear include Jordane, Santagar, Alirion, Toland, Ironwood, Will, Fowler, and Dane. The Old Dynasty. House Targaryen. The Targaryens are the blood of the dragon, descended from the High Lords of the ancient freehold of Valyria, their heritage proclaimed in a striking, some say inhuman, beauty, with lilac or indigo or violet eyes and hair of silver gold or platinum white. Aegon the Dragon's ancestors escaped the doom of Valyria and the chaos and slaughter that followed to settle on Dragonstone, a rocky island in the Narrow Sea. It was from there that Aegon and his sisters Visenya and Rhaenys sailed to conquer the Seven Kingdoms. To preserve the blood royal and keep it pure, House Targaryen has often followed the Valyrian custom of wedding brother to sister. Aegon himself took both his sisters to wife and fathered sons on each. The Targaryen banner is a three-headed dragon, red on black, the three heads representing Aegon and his sisters. The Targaryen words are fire and blood. The Targaryen succession, dated by years after Aegon's landing. 1-37, Aegon the First, Aegon the Conqueror, Aegon the Dragon. 37-42, Aenys the First, son of Aegon and Rhaenys. 42-48, Maegor the First, Maegor the Cruel, son of Aegon and Visenya. 48-103, Jaehaerys the First, the Old King, the Conciliator, Aenys' son. 103-129, Viserys the First, grandson to Jaehaerys. 129-131, Aegon the Second, eldest son of Viserys. Aegon II's ascent was disputed by his sister, Rhaenyra, a year his elder. Both perished in the war between them, called by singers the Dance of the Dragons. 131 to 157, Aegon III. The Dragonbane, Rhaenyra's son. The last of the Targaryen dragons died during the reign of Aegon III. 157 to 161, Daeron I. The young dragon, the boy king, eldest son of Aegon III. Daeron conquered Dorne, but was unable to hold it and died young. 161 to 171, Baelor I. The beloved, the blessed, Septon and king, second son of Aegon III. 171 to 172, Viserys II, fourth son of Aegon III. 172 to 184, Aegon IV, the unworthy, eldest son of Viserys. His younger brother, Prince Aemon the Dragon Knight, was champion and, some say, lover to Queen Nerys. 184 to 209, Daeron II, Queen Nerys' son by Aegon or Aemon. Daeron brought Dorne into the realm by wedding the Dornish princess, Moriah. 209 to 221, Aerys I, second son to Daeron II, left no issue. 221 to 233, Maekar I, fourth son of Daeron II. 233 to 259, Aegon V, the unlikely, Maekar's fourth son. 259 to 262, Jaehaerys II, second son of Aegon the Unlikely. 262 to 283, Aerys II, the Mad King, only son to Jaehaerys. Therein the line of the Dragon Kings ended when Aerys II was dethroned and killed, along with his heir, the Crown Prince Rhaegar Targaryen, slain by Robert Baratheon on the Trident. The Last Targaryens. King Aerys Targaryen, the second of his name, slain by Jaime Lannister during the sack of King's Landing. His sister and wife, Queen Rhaella of House Targaryen, died in childbed on Dragonstone. Their children, Prince Rhaegar, heir to the Iron Throne, slain by Robert Baratheon on the Trident. His wife, Princess Elia of House Martell, slain during the sack of King's Landing. Their children, Princess Rhaenys, a young girl slain during the sack of King's Landing. Prince Aegon, a babe slain during the sack of King's Landing. Prince Viserys, styling himself Viserys the third of his name, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms, called the Beggar King. Princess Daenerys, called Daenerys Stormborn, a maid of 13 years. Acknowledgements. The devil is in the details, they say. A book this size has a lot of devils, any one of which will bite you if you don't watch out. Fortunately, I know a lot of angels. Thanks and appreciation, therefore, to all those good folks who so kindly lent me their ears and their expertise, and in some cases their books, so I could get all those little details right. To Sage Walker, Martin Wright, Melinda Snodgrass, Carl Kime, Bruce Baugh, Tim O'Brien, Roger Zelazny, Jane Linscold, and Laura J. Mixon, and, of course, to Paris. And a special thanks to Jennifer Hershey for labors above and beyond the call. End of A Game of Thrones, A Song of Ice and Fire, Book 1, by George R. R. Martin. Read by Roy Avers in the studios of the American Printing House for the Blind, Louisville, Kentucky, for the Library of Congress, August 1998.